Welcome to another EbizQ podcast.
Hello, EbizQ listeners. This is Jessica Ann Mola, managing editor at EbizQ. Today I'm speaking with Vic Morris, who is CEO of Wordell. Vic, thanks for joining me today on the podcast.
You're welcome.
So today's podcast theme is cloud computing ready for prime time? And before we get into the questions, Vic, I just wanted you to give me a brief background on Wordell.
Yeah, Wordell is a company that specializes in cloud computing. We have a product which we call our Wordell Cloud Services Broker, which is being used by major enterprises now to start deploying cloud-based applications. We have over 100 enterprise customers worldwide, and as you might imagine, we're seeing very significant interest now in cloud computing.
Very good. Now, first question, why is cloud computing such a compelling model, and which verticals are adopting cloud computing the most?
Yeah, people tend to talk very generically about cloud computing, but obviously there are different aspects to it. Software services, infrastructure as a service, platform as a service. And at the end of the day, the really compelling issue is that major enterprises today are looking for agility and flexibility. They're under so much pressure to deliver new systems, new services, to store more information, to develop applications more rapidly, that cloud computing offers them the ability to really respond very, very quickly to changing requirements, not just on a day-to-day basis, but sometimes on an hour-by-hour basis. You know, for example, we have customers that have requirements that are very high throughput, very high efficiency for the first hour of the day, but then a lot less requirements later in the day. So with cloud computing, they have the ability to increase the systems services that they're providing at peak times and then to provide lower services later in the day. And the key to that also is to do it in a cost-effective fashion, and that means sharing applications where appropriate. We have customer users now, sorry, government users now, that are interested in sharing applications in what's called a private cloud, and cloud computing enables them to do that.
Okay, now, in your opinion, Vic, what are the major challenges hindering the adoption of cloud computing by large enterprises?
Yeah, that's a very simple one, actually. It's reliability and trust. Historically, organizations have managed their own systems infrastructure, their own data centers, and when they do that, they know that it's secure, it's internal, and so on. When organizations start to use cloud computing, the services that they're using are being delivered to them over the public internet. Sometimes services are being provided with organizations that are relatively new to them, the providers that are new to them, and they need to know that they can trust them in that the when they store information, for example, externally in the cloud, that it's going to be available to them at a later date. And they also need to know that the service is going to be reliable. You know, and there have been examples in the past where cloud service providers have been subject to, for example, denial of service attacks, and a customer needs to be able to protect themselves from that. So really very much reliability and trust. With the Wordell Cloud Service Broker, for example, customers are able to monitor these things to enable them to determine the level of service that they're receiving and therefore to be more self-reliant in their use of cloud services.
Very good. Now, how can companies overcome these concerns they might have to ensure they benefit from cloud computing?
I think it's like a lot of things in life, they need to take charge. As I said just now, it's to just rely totally on a third party. Some people would consider it to be too risky these days. So by actually putting in place technology like, for example, the Wordell Cloud Service Broker, which enables them to monitor their service providers, to report on service levels, to be able to do things like trust management to make sure that when they receive services or when they send information to the cloud, they are absolutely certain where it's going and how it's being processed. You know, by taking charge of these things, by managing it yourself at the connection level, so you know, effectively acting as a ramp into the cloud, that does enable customers to trust the services that they're using and for them to be more reliable. And there are other aspects to that. You know, sometimes, with the best will in the world, a cloud service provider may become unavailable for some reason. So, you know, with a Wordell Cloud Service Broker, it's possible to actually have multiple service providers. If you monitor the service that's being delivered, if one service provider, for whatever reason, becomes unavailable or the service level becomes unacceptable, then it's possible to automatically switch to an alternate service provider. And these things can all be specified at the policy level. So I can set up a policy that says, provided my service level is achieving this level, then I use provider A. If it falls below that, I automatically switch to provider B. And things like automatic backup, you know, if I'm storing data in the cloud, if I'm using the third-party storage provider, I can actually save data to more than one provider. I can send information to provider A and create a backup copy with provider B. So, you know, by monitoring and managing these things myself, I can be very confident that I can trust the service that I'm receiving.
Sure. Now, what is the role of service-oriented architecture, or SOA, in cloud computing?
That's, again, another very good question. The whole premise behind a service-oriented architecture has been that I can service-enable the various applications that I use so that I can create applications that align very neatly with my business. Now, historically, SOA was about managing internal applications to create internal services. And with cloud architectures, that can still be done using a so-called private cloud. But increasingly now, what customers want to do is they want to use a service-oriented architecture to create new services that are composite services, if you like, that include not just their components of their internal applications, but also external third-party services. So an example of that might be that, you know, I have an internal HR application or an internal purchasing application, but I want to connect out to a third-party service in the cloud which provides me with, say, pricing information and deliver that as part of a service-oriented architecture internally. And that becomes possible with cloud services. Now, again, a function of the Vordell Cloud Service Broker is to act almost as a proxy in-house for all these external services so that when I want to create that composite service, I can do so by combining my internal services with the external services with all the trust and reliability that I was talking about earlier.
Very good. Now, in a market dominated by giants like Amazon, Google, Rackspace, Microsoft, is there space for specialist vendors in this market, do you think?
Yeah, definitely. The reality is that cloud computing is another paradigm shift in our industry. And with all new paradigms in the past, we've seen client-server and the shift to the internet and Web 2.0 and so on. The solution that needs to be adopted by enterprises is never a single solution. What they need is components for managing things like the monitoring and reporting I mentioned earlier, to provide an aggregation service so you can combine the services that you have in an SOA-like architecture. There's a requirement for development so that you can actually develop these new services. There are actually hundreds of different requirements that arise, and it's very, very difficult for one or two very large providers to provide all of that. And, you know, there's always going to be a role for smaller players, specialist vendors, to actually provide, if you like, an aggregation service across all the multiple vendors. In fact, in a cloud environment, it's almost demand in that, you know, if I'm going to want to create an aggregate service using, you mentioned there, people like Amazon, Google, Rackspace, Microsoft, you do need a specialist vendor to make sure that I can aggregate those things together and to manage and monitor what I'm receiving and to provide the trust and reliability that I was talking about before. And again, you know, that's certainly an example of what the Vordell Cloud Service Broker can deliver.
Excellent. Well, speaking with Vic Mars today, CEO of Vordell. Vic, thanks again for joining me today on the podcast.
Thank you.
This has been an eBizQ podcast.